Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Severe weather continues to batter the Midwest. Cedar Rapids, Iowa has been particularly hard hit. This morning, the city's underwater. We'll have more on that story coming up. First, the historic Supreme Court decision that has put President Bush's policy on enemy combatants in turmoil. The court ruled that nearly 300 alleged foreign-born terrorists being held at Guantanamo Bay do have the right to challenge their detentions in civilian courts. The split 5-4 decision concluded the current policy infringes on the constitutional rights of detainees by holding them indefinitely without charge. Joining us to discuss the developments is Glenn Greenwald, a former constitutional lawyer, author, and a Salon.com contributor. Also, Jed Babin, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense under President George H. Bush. Welcome, both of you.
Hello.
Let's start with you, Glenn. Has this decision put to rest the debate over whether the Bush administration has the executive power to define due process for foreign-born enemy combatants?
Well, it puts to rest the question of whether its attempt to create a constitution and law-free zone in Guantanamo, which is the whole point of why there's a detention facility in Guantanamo, is permissible under our Constitution. In essence, the U.S. Supreme Court saw through the sham that the Bush administration has been trying to perpetrate from the beginning, which is to take an area that the U.S. government has total and effective control over and claim that because technically another country has sovereignty over that territory, that they need not abide by the Constitution or by any American law. And the court said that if you allow the government to play those kind of games, to essentially engage in deceit of that sort, to turn off the Constitution at will, that it renders constitutional protections meaningless. And so it certainly has settled the debate on that score.
Jed Babin, the administration would say that it's created a parallel body of law as a way of creating unique and new kinds of protections for U.S. citizens in the age of terrorism. What do you make of this decision?
Well, I think Mr. Greenwald has just really thoroughly misstated the whole holding. They have not applied all American law. They have not applied all of the Constitution or anything else to this case. What they have simply said is, and I'm reading from the decision, we do not address whether the president has authority to detain these petitioners, nor do we hold that the writ must issue. These are other questions regarding the legality of the detention are to be resolved in the first instance by the district courts. This is not a case where the Bush administration has done anything other than try to protect the United States and, I might add, other countries. Of the 270 residents of Gitmo right now, roughly 70 have been scheduled for release for months. The problem is these characters are so dangerous and so obviously dangerous that neither the countries in which they were captured nor even their native countries want to take them back.
Jed, isn't the court, though, saying that that's up to a court to determine, not necessarily exclusively for the Bush administration?
Absolutely not. What they're saying is that they do not address, again, we do not address whether the president has authority to detain these petitioners, nor do we hold that the writ must issue. All they're saying is that the individual cases have now to be extended the writ of habeas corpus, which has never, ever been done to prisoners in a conflict before. This just shows that the United States law, and these judges in particular, have not yet caught up to the realities of this war, nor do we need, as I'm sure Mr. Greenwald's now going to yell, we don't need to give up our Constitution. No one has suggested that. This is just yet another.
All right, well, let's not anticipate what Glenn's going to say.
These cases have been gone.
Let's get a response from Glenn.
Since 2003.
No, I understand what you're saying, Jed. Let's get a response from Glenn rather than anticipating what he's going to say. Glenn?
I mean, it's interesting he's saying that I'm misapprehending the holding, although what he's describing is exactly right about what the court did, which is all they said was that if you want to imprison people indefinitely in cages, as we're doing at Guantanamo, then the Constitution requires that you afford them the opportunity to go into court and contest the validity of the accusations against them. Not that they have to be released, but simply that if you want to imprison them as enemy combatants, that you have to prove that your accusations are actually accurate. That's a basic precept of Western justice and has been ever since the Magna Carta 8 centuries ago. And what's so unbelievable is that the right in this country is reacting as though this is some sort of grave injustice, when all the court is doing is saying, if these are really dangerous terrorists, don't make sham hearings the way you have in Guantanamo, where they can't have lawyers present, they can't challenge the evidence against them, they can't call witnesses, they can't even see the evidence half the time that you're using to justify their detention or even their execution. Just go into court and give them due process the way that we have always demanded that other countries do, in the way that the founders of our country intended. And yet, even that requirement, that basic requirement that's set forth in our Constitution that does nothing but mandate that we give people an opportunity to be heard in court before we put them in cages for life, is too much for the right in this country, because
but,
they believe...
Well, can I get a word in edgewise?
But hold on one second. Gentlemen, please. Just one question here. Justice Kennedy, who did write the ruling decision, there's a quote here that says, "The laws and Constitution are designed to survive and remain in force in extraordinary times. The cost of delay can no longer be borne by those who are held in custody. Liberty and security can be reconciled." So there certainly is the acknowledgement by the court that there are these grave issues of security at risk here.
Well, if I can get a word in edgewise,
go ahead,
Jed. The basic point here is, Glenn is just spouting a lot of liberal trash. I've been to Gitmo. We're not keeping people in cages. For heaven's sake, they're out there playing soccer and volleyball half the day.
But
this
they have been.
This is not a case where people are being abused. This is a case where extremely dangerous people captured on the battlefield are being kept away from society and back to the fact that we cannot release most of these people.
All right, let's 36
of the people we have released have gone back to the battlefield and have killed more.
All right, Jed, let's just talk specifically about the issue that Glenn was raising, you characterize it as liberal trash, but the issue that the court is talking about, which is, okay, if these charges are significant, let's have them adjudicated in open court. What's wrong with that, even for the people that you say are so dangerous and have killed again?
What's wrong with that is it's a fundamental confusion. This is the John Kerry theory of law. This is treating these terrorists as if they were common criminals under the civil criminal justice system. They are not. They are at war with us. They do not have the rights, even as the Constitution provides all of us to habeas corpus. We had 300,000 German prisoners in prison camps for the duration of World War II. We did not give them the right to question their detention.
Although they did have hearings, they did have Geneva hearings on the battlefield, right?
No, they did not have Geneva hearings, every single one of them. For heaven's sake, do you have any idea what happened with these people? When I was in ROTC in the summer of 1969, I lived in the barracks that some of them had been put in for the duration of the war.
But Glenn, clearly some of that argument was not something that the Supreme Court, or at least let us say that this was a split decision 5-4. And then Glenn, what in your mind does that mean in terms of how this will be applied?
Well, the fact that it's a split decision is irrelevant. Five justices deciding something makes it the law of the land every bit as much as if it were unanimous. And a couple things that I just want to note is, you know, if you look at what people like Jed Babin have been saying for years and his allies in the administration, what they say are things like, this war is different than all the other wars. This war is not going to last a matter of years or even a decade. It's going to last decades or generations. So when you start talking about POWs and holding people in cages until the cessation of hostilities, you're not talking about an end to the war that is foreseeable or finite. You're talking about basically putting these people into prison forever. And to do that without providing any meaningful process is exactly the sort of betrayal of our founding principles that has generated so much of the hostility in the first place. And the only other point I just want to add in terms of what was just said about Guantanamo, he said he went to Guantanamo and people loved it there. They were playing soccer.
I did not say they loved it.
He went as part of the military analyst program that the New York Times recently exposed. It was a propaganda.
All right, hold on, guys. Look, the decision, guys.
And said how great Guantanamo was.
Jed, look, the issue of whether it's nice at Guantanamo is really not what the court is talking about here. Jed, I want you to respond to the issue of the split decision, and then we're going to turn this over to the audience. Jed, quickly.
Well, the issue is not it. Glenn, the first thing he said that I agreed with is that the fact that it's a split decision doesn't make it any less the law of the land. But the fact of the matter is here, this is not anything that has to do with the normal criminal justice system. This case views terrorism and this war as a war on criminals, and that's not what it is. It confuses the Constitution, it's bad law, and it will be eventually reversed.
Well, Jed Babin, editor of Human Events, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense under President George H.W. Bush, and Glenn Greenwald, former constitutional lawyer and writer for Salon.com. Thank you very much. We want to extend this debate to you in our audience at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What's your view on this decision? 5-4, where do you fall on the split? Or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.